Hi, this is Tiffany the Last.
And this is Pirate RC.
And we're at the House of Blues with
Dawn Mitchley.
Watch the feathers float around me. They float to the ground and they don't make a sound. Will you be like the feathers and never hurt me? I was born in a town of trees, where the leaves in the fall fell on me. Will you be like the leaves and fall on me gently?
Dawn's not only an amazing vocalist in her own right, but she also seems to be the sought-after voice all of the SoCal male singer-songwriters want to do duets with. We love your new single, Mayhem is Beautiful. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Sure. Bushwalla is a good friend of mine, an amazing entertainer, and I started going to his shows a couple years ago. And he approached me about re-recording this song for a compilation CD that was being put together for the San Diego Wildfire Relief Fund, and asked me to be a part of it and sing the song. So we went over to his studio, his roommate's studio, and we recorded it there. It's a beautiful song.
Cities of dreams and dreamers. Well, how could all this occur? What's it for?
What's it for?
Nothing more.
Nothing more.
Than to abhor the commands of the God.
Oh, God.
You are not there.
Are you there?
But truly scare
the mess that we make of us.
Why do I cuss?
Why do you cuss?
Well, it's because I've grown up to speak up, struck the man when you can.
When you can, and you can.
Mayhem is. Beautiful,
it's 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 beautiful.
I had such a great time playing with him, and I was really, really proud of it and happy. People seem to like it, so we made that fun video for it, too.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I know you were going to ask a little bit about videos, but just in general, I noticed you have a video for your own song as well. What, like, purpose and what vehicle are videos serving as now? Because MTV's definitely changed, VH1's definitely changed, and the more reality show type stations now. So what are you finding with the videos, and what response do you still get with them?
I think videos are a quick way for people to just go onto your page, listen to a song, and just see what you're all about, you know? And the internet, people just kind of want, especially because there's so many new artists and everybody's, you know, putting something out today on the internet, that it's just kind of nice for someone to click on, start this video, get the visual and the audio, and then it's kind of like, you know, cool. Either you dig it or you don't dig it. And I think that YouTube is just incredibly popular, you know, not only for music, but for everything, you know, so it's kind of, it's just easy for people to check it out. And for me, I just love it because I love filmmaking and I love, you know, attaching visuals to the sounds, and it's a whole lot of fun just to do with your friends, and you just get to be creative and artistic. So for me, like the artist, I love to just bring the visual to the song, so it's a lot of fun.
I'm in your video, Dominoes. I love that. I think you filmed it in North Park at one of the cafes.
Yeah.
Now, did you play the female role in all, every female?
That was the director and producer's idea, so they kind of came to me with this idea to have me play all four women that are in it, so... I went with it. I thought it was a really cool idea, and we just, like, we found a body double for me, you know? So there were some little tricks we had to pull for that, but I thought it was a great idea, and, you know, they're good friends, and we're all just about making the best video.
And minds are dreaming, each time believing that you'll appear on the
makes her? Because
it's all my hair. Uh-huh. We had a stylist, so everybody kind of came and volunteered their time and their talents, and we had a stylist come, and she did my wacky hair. My own mother didn't realize that the punk girl was me. She didn't know that it was me. Her husband had to point that out to her because she's never seen me in that makeup and that crazy hair before, but it was real. It's all my hair.
And how many days did you shoot?
We shot in one day.
Wow.
We shot in one day. We got up really early. Everybody was there early, and they were great. They let us use the back half of the cafe, the diner. They still had service going on, but it was a Monday, so it was slow for them. And, of course, you don't need anyone to be quiet because, you know, it's just all acting, just all visual because the music gets laid over on top of it.
Yeah. So check it out because it's really cool.
It's a fun video.
Yeah.
You're born and raised in San Diego? Is that... No?
No, I'm a Jersey girl.
Nice.
Yeah, Garden State grown gal.
Nice.
And I lived there until I was 18, and when I graduated high school, I moved around a lot. I lived in a lot of different places. I lived in Colorado for a while. Like, I came back then, lived in New York City for the most part of 5 years. I've lived abroad several times, and now I've been here in San Diego for 5 years. And I really love California.
Since you've moved around a lot, how do you find the San Diego music scene? And I mean, now you're a major part of it. You're becoming a really major part of the music scene. But how do you find it compared to, like, when you're abroad or when you're in New York?
I think it took me a while to find what I connected to here in San Diego. When I first came here, I wasn't sold. I wasn't really, like, inspired. But I also wasn't putting myself out there enough to meet the people that were doing what I was doing and doing it better than me so that I could be, you know, like, inspired by it. And then I found like, you know, just Bushwalla and Jason and that whole circle of people that I felt like they were really up to what I was up to. I think San Diego has a great music scene. I think I've met so many passionate artists now. It just took a little longer for me to find them. But there's some great talent, and as I think San Diego is a great place to nurture a music career.
Cool. Well, you mentioned you lived abroad and your song Sweet Love. You mentioned Paris. You lived there also?
Yeah, I lived in Paris for almost a year with an ex-boyfriend of mine. And I was bound and determined to go when I found out that he was going to be going there to study. And he thought it was a great idea. And it was absolutely just perfect and beautiful. And I learned some French. I hadn't spoken any French. I always spoke Spanish. So to me, it was just really romantic, like, through and through. Yeah. I was really lucky, and so, yeah, we had a great time.
Watch the day come through the shades and wrap yourself up over me. You were the one I kissed in Paris, love. The one who watched me grow up. But we were high up in times we had to look back to see ahead, love, to see that dream we had, my love, and we can rest now, my sweet love, in the afternoon like no one else. Simple, it's a cradle, it's a drift and a leap, and you know that we can rest.
I was writing songs. I brought my guitar to France, and I still had not decided that playing music was going to be what I wanted to do at that point. I just always played for myself, so I brought it with me and, you know, just played for me and wrote, and not only just songs, but all sorts of other things while I was there. It's a it's a good city if you want to write. Those cafes, you can just sit there for hours, you know.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of that. I did a lot of that.
I've been to Paris twice, and I'm jealous of the Parisians because they seem to be in parks and sitting by the river and having picnics and stuff, and that's definitely something I'm envious of for sure. When did you first like get kind of the bug where you said, you know what, I've got to at least give this a go, got to give this a shot and be a musician versus whatever you were gonna do?
Yeah. Well, it was right after I got back from Paris, and my boyfriend at the time stayed there, and I came back for the summer, and I was kind of going through some culture shock, and I just, I became just really, like, internal. I wasn't as happy in San Diego, and I just needed it. I just, you know, needed the music, and I just said to myself then, I'm going to really start going out and playing open mics and sharing what I'm doing, because it feels really good and really right. And so that first year of playing at my first open mic at Twigs, they asked me to come back and do a set, and it was supposed to be half an hour, and I just was terrified of that. So I took like a month to just write some stuff and learn some covers and had my first show, and it was great. It was a lot of fun, but I was extremely nervous. And then I played once a month, every month for a year. And kind of after that year, where I was able to develop more and really feel just in it and excited about doing it and kind of letting a lot of that, I don't know, I just had to build the confidence, you know? And then once I did, it felt really right. It was very natural for me just to keep going.
I like to ask just about musical first in general. So do you remember what the first album was that you bought or owned that you can say you had an influence in buying or having someone give you versus, you know, your mom just gives you, like, you know, now it'd be Little Einsteins, but whatever. Whatever it is.
Yeah, it's true, because I always think about it, and I'm like, yeah, my influences came from my parents,
yeah,
up until
sure.
I was old enough to, like, have a job and have my own money and go to Sam Goody at the mall and buy my first CD, which was when I was a freshman, I think. Sophomore, and I bought Dave Matthews Under the Table and Dreaming, and I saw him shortly thereafter at Irving Plaza in New York City. It was just him and Tim Reynolds, and I just found love. He's like you know, a real big one for me. So, and it's been a while now, so he's in the blood. I don't quite listen to him like I used to, but when I do, it's really nostalgic. So.
Was that the first show you actually went to, though, or had you been to a live show before that?
I mean, I'd definitely been to live shows before. When my parents took us to a lot of concerts, but that was, like, the first one that I really wanted to go to. We'd go to, like, concerts in the park and a lot of local concerts I remember going to. But, yeah, he was, like, my first love. He was my discovery of something that I really connected to. And I think at that point in your life, you know, when you're... cool, this is kind of what I'm about,
I saw on your website you're dreaming of being on his record label.
Yeah.
You have dreams.
Yep. Yeah, definitely, you got to, you know, it's funny, I don't really have, like, very big dreams, but, or, like, you know, I guess my ultimate dream would be just playing with him in some capacity or being on his label. I mean, it's kind of just, like, something to come full circle, you know?
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time, and we look forward to seeing what's in the future for you.
Thanks very much. It's really nice to meet you.
And we're piratepods.com, and could you give us a pirate R of some sort or impression?
What transforms what the eye can see will take me on down to the big city, and I can feel anything here in the middle of you nowhere, except in my dreams and in the alleys on Redwood Street. So let's meet in the middle where I can breathe. Let's meet in the middle where you can see the other side of me there.